Welcome to the Craving Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Brandalyne Johnson, and I'm an expert in the spiritual awakening industry, an author, and educator. Each week, I will bring you a guest or a topic that will help you awaken to your energetic abilities, align with your soul's purpose, and ignite your lives and businesses. We don't follow the masses. We are consciously creating our evolution.
You guys, I'm so excited because we have Marla Martinson, the mystical matchmaker, as our guest today on the Craving Consciousness Podcast. She is phenomenal. You guys are going to love her. She is like a multifaceted, beautiful woman that is into all of the things groovy like we are, right? So glad you accepted my invitation to come on here.
Thanks, Brandalyne. Yeah, we like to collaborate. I've been on Brandalyne's show before, and Brandalyne was on mine yesterday, which is going to be uploaded, and we're just having some fun and sharing our magic, and what could be better than that?
I know. So when I was on your podcast, you brought up dragons, and so I'm super fascinated about it, and so I feel like this is going to be a great topic for this, and we could just go, you know, riff off on it too, but so one of the first guides that I met was a dragon. It was like a red dragon. But I never really got into it. I believe we all have a dragon as a guide, you know? But I would like to know like how you kind of like got introduced to dragon energy. Now you say you have dragon cards. So yes, share with us.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I'm very interested in the other realms, fairies. I've got a lot of fairy energy in me, and it's interesting because I do plant medicine journeys, you know, the psilocybin. I have a shaman, and I just finished my 12th one-on-one with him over a period of 5 years. And what the psilocybin does, what the plant medicine does when you're in a journey for deep healing, this isn't like, hey, let's take some shrooms and have fun. No, this is like deep spiritual work. So you're going through the pineal gland. So you're really going into the other dimensions. And that's when you know, you see, you feel. And so I started over this period of many journeys. Well, also my shaman, he's a trans channel. And so he'll bring in at some point guides to talk to me. And they told me, oh, you've got fairy. And I've been told that I'm like 23% fairy. But anyway, so the fairy energy came through, and I would channel fairies, channel Pleiades. The jaguar spirit came through. So I've learned that these dragons, mermaids, fairies, gnomes, all of these that we think someone just made up and put in fairy tales, they're really these people that have done this. They're channeling it. They've encountered it, but they're on a different dimension because we've got so many different frequencies and dimensions that, like, for instance, Brandalyne's a medium, and she'll get, you know, talk to the loved ones that passed over there in a different dimension, a different frequency. The same with these mythical creatures. And I love working with that energy, and something with dragon just kept coming up to me. I don't know, coming into my awareness, and I just felt, oh, I really like this dragon energy, and I'd see dragons all over the place. And then I found, I was in a spiritual shop in LA and found this really cool, it's by Lucy Cavendish. If you guys are into oracle cards, you may know who she is. She has different oracle cards, but dragon magic card deck, and they're little cards, and I got them 55 cards for energy and empowerment. And so I've been doing a lot of on social media. I'll pull a dragon card, and then I'll read it, and then I'll kind of channel a message from that. It's also the year of the dragon this year, and I'm a life path 8, and it's a year 8, so it feels like a powerful year for me. But anyone can harness the energy of any of these otherworldly, other realm creatures.
What you say, you're a life path what?
Well, you know, in numerology, everybody's got, if you you can look at how to find your life path number, but it's just basically taking your, you know, like I'm June 11th, and that, you know, so you take your month, your day, the year, and then you get it all down to one number.
Okay.
You know, it's just add, you know, divide it all down to one number. And I'm an 8, which is a lot about manifesting and all of that. But, and then if you wear your number, or you know, use your number, it's kind of powerful. I'm not super into numerology, but I do like, okay, I'm an 8. That's cool. You know, and then I learned that this year is like an 8. So every year has it. Well, 2024. So if it's 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So yeah. It's an 8. So anyway, yeah, so it's kind of into that kind of magic. And
Yeah, I think that's super cool. So it's number, so number eight means what? Manifestation?
Well, yeah, manifesting. I'm not, you know, I'm concentrating on that part of the eight path, the life path eight, because it is a lot about making money, manifesting. And I have been able to do that in my life. It's very interesting because we talked about being an entrepreneur and I got out of the, you know, I was an actor slash waitress for 20 years of my first 20 years of my life, did TV commercials and modeling, but I always worked in the restaurant industry. I always worked, if I had to, I'd work three jobs, you know, because I was on my own. I left home at 18 and then I was doing everything on my own. And I could always manage to provide for myself to, but then I wanted to know, this was interesting too, because I wanted to get out of that. I wanted to get out of the restaurant business. When I was 39, my father passed away and I had been living in Chicago because I had been acting in LA and then I lived in Chicago for most of the 90s. He passed away. He was in California. I came back and to be with him and I gave up everything back in Chicago, my job, everything. And I was sitting on my stoop. I had a little teacup Yorkie and a little tiny apartment, you know, studio apartment. I was sitting on my stoop like my money was going kind of down. And I'm like, you got to get your butt up and go get a restaurant job. You got to. And I couldn't do it. It's like, I'm like, I can't put on another waitress. I don't want to be a 40-year-old waitress. I don't want. And I still have friends that are, you know, they're in their 60s. They're still waiting on tables with nothing wrong with it. But I knew, you know, it was great for me at the time, but I knew there was something else that needed to be brought out in me. And I didn't have any training to do anything else. I'm very creative. I'm a Gemini. And so I ended up falling into, I had some oracle cards by Louise Hay that my cousin gave me. And there were these affirmation cards and it was a whole stack of, you know, they just say whatever, all these affirmations about, you know, stepping into, you know, whatever. And I would sit there and I read the whole deck out loud every day. And I said, angels, and again, these other realms, you know, angels, I don't know what I can do or what's going to, but please help me find something, you know, and I'd read those cards. And very shortly after, my now husband, he had a friend who was, taken over the management position at a video dating service called Great Expectations. And she says, hey, you can be the videographer and work here part-time. You can still go on acting auditions if you want. So I got into that. And then from there, got a job at a high-level Beverly Hills firm where I was soon the head matchmaker, had a beautiful office in Beverly Hills with health insurance. And then I was there till 2009. Then I left and I ended up opening my own business because this was very interesting because you guys, Brandoline will help you get into your own business, which you know, we talked about yesterday. But I don't know about you, Brandoline, but as I got older, like when I was in my 40s and then I guess menopause is approaching and maybe the estrogen's going down, I did not want to have a boss. I was like looking at my boss. He's like coming in at noon, taking Fridays off. I had to ask permission. I have a mammogram on Thursday. Can I come in late? Or, you know, two weeks vacation a year. I was missing weddings. I was missing. I was like, this is bull crap. And I was like, I need to do my own thing, but what can I do? And the universe kind of made everything happen. And I ended up leaving and I did end up opening my own boutique matchmaking service, which I was scared to do. I'd never owned a business. I thought, what if somebody complains? I can't send them to the boss to, you know, I'd have to take care of it. And my husband said, you know how to do this, one hand tied behind your back. You've been doing this. You can do this. And so I just got my courage up. I did it that first year. I doubled what I made, you know, the money I made because I got to keep all of it, you know, right. Instead of getting a salary. If a guy signs up, I got to keep the 10 grand or whatever it was instead of, you know, the getting my, you know, whatever it was.
Right. Can you share with the listeners what it is that you do? Because I mean, obviously you're a mystical matchmaker, but it always fascinates me when you tell me, because it works differently than I guess I assumed it was.
So I've kept the same format as when I was working in Beverly Hills for 7 years. I'm a high end matchmaker in the kind of VIP space. Affluent men are my paying clients. They are CEOs of companies. They're real estate developers, doctors, lawyers. They've got great lifestyles. A lot of them are a little bit more mature, 50 plus, sometimes we'll get a little bit younger, and maybe they're a widower or they're divorced or they're, you know, they're really looking for that special woman who's beautiful inside and out, active, fit, loves life, wants to find that life partner for the next chapter. And it's, I only work with people who want to get married or long-term relationship. It's not just for dating. And so we keep a small, I have a business partner. Her name's Fredley. She's fantastic. We've both been in the business over 2 decades. We partnered up in 2011, although we've known each other for over 2 decades because we were both in the business, but we decided to do our business very curated. We treat everyone like a VIP. The women can join the database for free. So most of my time is interviewing new women, getting their pictures and profiles. And then I match them in, and Fredley handles the programs, the contract and stuff like that. So, we have guys all over the country and women. Our biggest database is Southern California and Southern Florida. But then we've got people sprinkled around, and it's been incredible. I can work from anywhere as long as I have a phone or a laptop. I used to have to go meet the people in person before we had FaceTime and Skype and all of this stuff. And then we moved from Skype to Zoom to FaceTime, and it's just getting easier. And so I now just do video chats with everybody, unless I'm in town where they are, and then I'll go to the man's house. Once I flew, this was so fun because I had a guy in Boise who wanted a woman, she'd probably have to relocate from SoCal or something. And I thought, Boise, this was a few years ago. And I thought, and when I talked to the girls about Boise, they go, isn't that a one horse town? Is anything, what's Boise? I don't know if I'd want to move to Idaho. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to fly there. And I went and I rented this beautiful Victorian Airbnb. And he took me around for 3 days. I saw Boise. I saw his lifestyle. And I made a video clips of Boise. I put it together like a little movie. And then the women that I was introducing him to, I had a video to show. And I said, look, Boise's great. And so maybe you want to, and then that helped. So I can get creative doing that because some guys are in different obscure places. You know,
so cool. And then I love how you do that, but then you've blended in so much of your mystical stuff, all the spirituality. Like, what are you doing for that side of your business?
Yeah. So what happened was I've always been very metaphysical. I was really into metaphysics until like 2013. I started getting more into the energy healing, the channeling, the more occult kind of stuff, you know, with the hidden magic and tarot and all of oracles and all of that. I mean, I go down that rabbit hole to the bottom. I mean, there's nothing that I won't look into or try. I just love it. And my business, however much I love it, let's face it, men are shallow. Men are, can be very shallow, you know, oh, she has some wrinkles on her face, or, you know, I want a D-cup chest, or I want blonde hair, and they would get so specific because they're paying a lot of money. They want what they want. And I would feel, oh, this is, it's not, you know, I want some more heart center here. I want to bring in. And so I started diving more into my spiritual side just to balance out that, because I'm very down to earth. And so I started really diving into that, getting certified in energy healing. And I'm now in a year-long mediumship academy. And I do, you know, work with the pendulum, and I give readings and healings and all of this stuff. And I used to be called the Beverly Hills Matchmaker because my first memoir is called Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker. And I talk about all of that. And I lived in Hollywood and I used to be an actor. And then my husband and I got a house in 2011 in the San Fernando Valley. So if you know LA, it's the, you know, the valley, like the Valley Girl. Remember? So it's not Beverly Hills. It's way more chill, down to earth. And so I was getting into all the spiritual stuff, and I'm like, and people would call me on radio shows and stuff. Yeah, it's the Beverly Hills Matchmaker. I'm like, I'm not that anymore. I'm not the Beverly Hills Matchmaker, but I'm a mystical matchmaker. And so I gave myself that name. And then a lot of the women that come to me are into all of this stuff. Now, what's interesting is the men, up until about a year or two ago, most of the men are very like the mainstream kind of more conservative man. They're very, you know, very successful in their business. They wouldn't be, if a girl talked about astrology on the date, or they think she's out of her mind, or even one gal mentioned chemtrails, the guy was like, this girl's insane, you know, things like that. And but now I've literally been getting men I'm talking to who are doing ayahuasca, who one guy, he's a entertainment attorney and he gives soul readings. Another guy says, yeah, you know, he's like this big tech guy. And he goes, yeah, but oh, I have a tarot deck and I do that for fun. And I'm like, wow. And yesterday I spoke to a guy who might become a client and he's doing the plant medicine journeys and the Tony Robbins and all this stuff. And this is, I'm seeing a shift here, which I am absolutely loving. And nothing's wrong with those corporate guys that want, you know, stay mainstream, but because I'm so into all this heart-centered
spirit. It's like you're attracting it. Yeah.
Now it seems like I'm attracting it. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
I love that. This is groovy. Like what a fun lifestyle, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm very blessed and it can be challenging. Sometimes people think, oh, matchmaking, how fun, what an easy, fun job. Just, I always match my friends, but it's not, it's very, when you're dealing with the high end, and it can be a very litigious business because we're dealing with hearts and egos and, you know, you've got to be careful, with that, you know, that because there, you can't promise somebody that they're going to get in a relationship. Right. And you can, all we can promise is we're going to bring you the types of people that you want to meet. And that's is we do, we come through with that. But then have they done the work on themselves? Are they, do they have dating skills? Do they need help with it? Are they, what are they bringing to the table too? Because you can't just say, okay, I'm giving you this amount of money now, provide me with a supermodel when you've never been able to attract a supermodel to date outside of us. So it's not like we're going to suddenly make supermodels fall in love with you. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Kind of an expectation, I think, with matchmakers. Okay, well, I've never been able to attract this, but now that I've paid you, that's what I'm gonna have. So yeah.
So interesting. So I did want to ask you to talk more about the plant medicine and some of the experiences maybe that you had in one of those journeys.
Yeah. So I met my shaman Riz Mirza about 5-6 years ago. And I love channeling. So I like to go see channelers and a friend of mine said, I was out to lunch with her and she said, hey, there's this guy in Malibu and he channels a spirit guide called Red Eagle. And, you know, and have you, and I'm like, oh, I haven't heard of that guy. Cause I thought I'd done, you know, knew everything in LA. I'm like, okay. She goes, you want to go? It's $40 and it's up in a mountaintop. And, you know, and I wrote about it in The Magic Seeker in my book, my latest memoir, The Magic Seeker, you guys, I write about meeting Riz and Red Eagle. So I arrive and it's this most amazing, it's like stepping into Harry Potter's world. And Riz was there sitting in front. There's all these people sitting around on couches, on stairs, on, you know, and we're all sitting there, it's in candlelight and you can smell the eucalyptus and the hawks going overhead, you know, and up on this mountain in Malibu. And, so anyway, it was these channeling sessions, kind of like you'd think of Jane Roberts and Seth back in the day when people would come and do a circle of light and they'd sit and hear the wisdom coming from the spirit guide. And so then I would just loved it. And so I kept going back. And then one day Riz asked me, he says, I think I got the message that you want to work with me and Red Eagle deeper. And I was like, yes, I would love that. And so he told me what he did. And so it's plant medicine journeys. Working with psilocybin. So a lot of people know ayahuasca. These are plants that do a psychedelic effect, but these are very sacred plants. Should be used not for recreation, but for deep healing, trauma, going into past lives. It can do all this. But so I talked to some people who had done them and I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. And I thought, okay, I want to do this because I want to get my, you know, psychic abilities more. You know, I thought this is going to open up my psychic abilities more. And that's, but like the reason I went, well, no, you don't decide what you're going to get. The plant decides. And Riz is so great that he knows what I need, how the amount, the everything. It's just him. He's just so tuned in and he knows what he's doing. He's done this for so long. And so I just had total trust and I went. And so the first one was very hard. I mean, this is not for the faint of heart. If you want to do a real journey, not just take a little micro dose, but if you want to do a journey, I would say do it with somebody that's experienced, a shaman or someone, and they're going to guide you through it because boy, you're going to, I had to work through past lives. My whole Nervous system had to be reset. You may cry, scream, maybe laugh. There's different, I mean, everybody's different. But for me, I had to go through a lot of dark stuff to clear. And then coming into some other journeys, there was times when I could get up and dance and I was channeling the fairies and all of this. And then other ones where I'm just like crying. And I realized because then I went through a lot of trauma. I went ahead and got a divorce. And after 20 years and that, so I was crying for 2 years straight, every single day. I started hot yoga. I guess I needed it. And then my mom was diagnosed with cancer last year and then she passed in September. So I've literally been crying for like 3 years. But a guy friend of mine, he's like, oh, you know, you're just crying and you know, this is ridiculous. And you just cry at everything. But I realized through this, through the journeys, when I in yoga, crying on the mat, recalibrating my nervous system. I have had so much, like many of us, trauma in relationships and people's deaths, this and that, that we hold that. And I released it through that. I had to cry for 3 years. It saved my life, releasing it through these modalities. And I'm not crying so much now. I mean, I still cry, miss my mom. Like I was talking to Brandaline yesterday and I was showing her something, my mom, and I start crying. That's normal, but I'm not. And then now with all this work I've done, now me and my husband are back together. And so, which is great. And we're navigating that and healing that, which I didn't think, you know, would happen. And so it's great for deep work if you really want to face it. And I mean, Riz even told me, he's like, I'm so proud of you. He'd say after I'm so, because this is not easy. And so, yeah. And I'm surprised at myself because sometimes even after you're feeling like a headache or you're feeling hungover, even me. And I'm like, I don't like that, but I'm like, and then I say after everyone, I'm like, I'm not doing this again. This was too hard. I'm not doing this again. And then a year later, okay, I'm ready for another one.
Okay.
So I've done 12. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's really helped you though.
It's helped me. I've actually done 14 because I did one on my own, which I will never do again. And I did one in a group setting, which I'll never do again. For me personally, I like the one-to-one with that shaman who can is there for me. We talk through everything. And
right. I think that's interesting that you're sharing that because I've had different people come on here talking about plant medicine and stuff. And I think some people like it to do it alone too. Like mm-hmm. One girl was on here and she coaches people up until the point that they're ready to do it on their own. Mm-hmm. Because she says that way they're in their home and it's completely clean and nobody's there like watching you. But yeah. I like how you said, you're like, well, I'm never doing that again.
it's
a unique.
Because I'm facing these dark stuff or things coming up, or, you know, because I had issues with my husband, my marriage, and with my mom. As sometimes our parents get older, they get really crabby and I was going through so much and I didn't want to face that alone. And I like when his spirit guide comes through and the guides come through and they're working on you and you're just such deep work with the shaman for me. Now, some people do a journey. They say, oh, it was so beautiful. And I just was so light and lovely. And I've never had that the whole time. I've had some of it integrated in there, but no, it's hard work, but I needed it. I needed my ass kicked. And sometimes I'd be even embarrassed. You know, I'm like, I bet Red Eagle's the spirit guide that comes through and works with me. I'm like, I said to Riz last time, I said, I bet Red Eagle's just sick of me because I bring the same
shit
issues. Okay. Issues. And he last time he just finally said, Marla, because I'm like, why is this issue with this person? And you're watering plastic flowers. Are you going to change? No. Is this person going to change? No. Okay. You know, it's just like, why is this, you know, but, and it's like a smack, you know, a spiritual smackdown, but I need, and I'm that kind of person. Like let's say I'm doing a session with you, Brandaline, and you're coaching me or something. And I would say, tell me if I'm doing something wrong, you know, because some people will tiptoe around. I'm like, no, tell me that, hey, you're doing everything. You're
right. Yeah. I'd have to do that sometimes. With like my hard I'm calling love. You out on your own bullshit.
Yeah. I want to be called out. And that's what I came there for, because I can't, I mean, I'm no spring chicken anymore. It's like, I'm in my last quarter of life and I want to make the most of it. And I wanted to get these issues cleared. Finally. I mean, I kept going into relationship after relationship with the same guy, different pair of pants, same issues, same thing for how many times, three marriages and relationships. And I'm very honest about it in all my books too, because I coach people and I help, I do healings and I help people. And you can't, if you're not open about your own journey, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm perfect. And no, I've gone through it. And I believe part of the reason I'm a good matchmaker too, is because I've been on every side. I've been single, I've been married, I've been divorced, I've been, you know, I've been on everybody's side of it. I've had a verbally, emotionally abusive relationships. I've had, you know, great people in my life. So I know what each person's going through. I mean, I can empathize. I can understand it.
Yeah. I always say that the struggles that people go through are meant for them to help other people with.
Absolutely.
It's because you learned. And I think we talked about this maybe even yesterday about the grief, right? Like, how can I support people in their grief unless, like, I went through that shit?
Yeah.
You know? And now, I mean, everybody's different. Everybody's grief experience is different, but to be able to say, I've been on this, I've lost this person, I've lost that person, you know, I've been in, you know, this long-term relationship, or, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, even people talk about, well, I wouldn't want to be with a matchmaker who's like in her 20s because she, you know, what kind of life experience, or it is a different thing. I don't know if I would go with a coach or a person that hasn't lived decades of life. And not that they can't be good. And I'm sure there's good, great ones. Now people are coming in very enlightened. I see the younger generations, 20s and 30s. They're just like, wow, I was not at that level they are now. But there is something to say about a lot of life experience that we can bring to. And that's why, you know, you probably do too. You encourage women 50 plus. Oh, I've never had a business before. I'm too scared. Am I too old? Am I too old to get another relationship? Am I too old to start a business? As long as you are standing upright or whatever, you know, on this side of the, not 6 feet under, as long as you're up and you've got the energy and the desire, it doesn't matter. You can be 80. I mean, I'm planning to work until I'm, you know, in my 90s. I've been told by the spirit guide, you're going to have more fun in your 90s. You're going to have your little house and your tarot cards, and people are going to come to you for their healings and readings when you're in your 90s.
That's so cute. Like, I think that, I always think that too. Like, I want to retire, but I don't think I will ever stop working, you know?
Yeah. Well, it'll be retired, but doing what we want. You're doing.
Yeah. This is our purpose, right? This is our purpose on our point on the planet. So, like, even if I was like, okay, I'm not going to coach anymore or anything like that, I would still be recording YouTube videos and my podcast and probably writing more books, you know, mm-hmm. Just because, right? Spirit's like, why don't you do that?
You are doing it.
They're like, well, I am doing it, but I'm still coaching and teaching. Yeah. And I love that though. So exactly. I guess I see what you're saying. It's like, there's part of me that wants to retire. And the other part is like, you're never going to quit.
Nice is we can, if we're like, well, I'm retired, but we can always just step into anything we want, like take things part-time or, you know, whatever. Yeah, exactly. So I probably at some point retire from matchmaking because it's a lot of work. But I will always be, given readings, given energy healings, given, you know, some coaching stuff, whatever, writing, you know, I have another book in the hopper here. Developing. So that's always fun.
I love that. So you mentioned in the beginning that you were maybe going to pull a card. Can you
let me pull a card for you guys. Okay. Well, let's pull a dragon card. And what I like to do is I'll just pull it. So if you're watching this or listening to this, this is meant for you because we're always in the right place at the right time. And then what I'm going to do is I'll channel kind of riff on whatever comes up here on the card. All right. So we're taking a deep breath and tuning into the dragon energy. Yes. Right. Let's see what that says. Believe in dragons. Okay. Oh my God.
You can't be. Okay.
Humans often step back, believing their dreams will be impossible. With our energy, our support, you can attempt all that you dream of. Self-belief is our dragon gift. Inspiration will be the result. So this is exactly, it's always, whenever I pick a card after I've been talking about something, it always lines up. So it's believe that your dreams, they're not impossible. It doesn't matter where you are, what age, if you're stuck, maybe you're a mother with three kids and a husband and you're running around. You're like, I have dreams. I have, it's okay. You can, these are percolating in you and you are going to be able to bring them out, but it's just going to be the divine timing. And believe in yourself. And you can call on the dragons, the elementals, the fairies, the gnomes, and help them, your angels, your spirit guides, your team to say, hey, help me bring, just like I did when I said, I don't know, I have no skills other than restaurant business, acting. I don't know what I could do. I'm not interested in an office job. I'm not, I just, it was so hard for me to give up acting, give up all those. Who would have known back in 2001, matchmaking wasn't a big thing. There were hardly any matchmakers that I got was led into this business and so far into it that I'm a successful entrepreneur and I've, you know, got to write books because of it and be on podcasts, the Detay Show, all of these amazing things that matchmaking has brought me. I remember years ago when it was like 2001 or two, some gal was talking to me and said, what do you do? And I said, I'm a matchmaker. And she says, oh, you mean you, like, you make matches, you know, like, like maybe she thought I worked at a factory where they made little wooden matches to light your cigarettes. You know, I don't, it was so funny because it was not a thing. And then, so I really got kind of in on the ground level almost. And then things with the reality shows coming, then that made it mainstream, like the Millionaire Matchmaker show.
Oh, okay.
That's when people started to know what it was and they, you know, started coming to that and the online and all of that stuff.
But, yeah. Wow. So where can people follow you? Where can people find you?
Oh yeah. On Instagram, I'm at the Mystical Matchmaker. And then my website is marlamartinson.com. And so everything's there. Like on my Instagram, I've got my link tree with the YouTube and the podcast and all of that stuff. So
the Mystical Matchmaker. Okay, the sweet. Mystical
Matchmaker. And then TikTok, Marla Martinson. Yeah.
Okay. How do you do on TikTok?
TikTok, I'm just slowly climbing. Now, Instagram, I've got like over 15,000 followers, which happened, which was really interesting because a couple of years ago when we had the, I used to live in Iran as a teenager in Tehran. My father got a job there in communication. So the whole family moved over. It was 1978. And so then the revolution happened and we had to come back and they ousted the Shah and the Ayatollah Khomeini came and then it became the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is, you know, they've been trying, this is just a terrible. And so 2 years ago, a woman called a young gal, she was, I think, 22, called Mahsa Amini. She came to Tehran from her village or whatever and got her scarf wasn't on tight enough or whatever. Her hair was showing. And the morality police arrested her and beat her. And she died, went into a coma and died. And that sparked another revolution. 2 years ago, was it Iranian Revolution 2022? And so I posted a video on Instagram saying, you know, I lived in Iran. I want to give my support. I love the Iranian people. And it was just a heartfelt, I'm with you. And that one went viral, like 500,000 views. People were sharing it all over. And so then all of these Iranian people all over the world started following me. And I post things that, well, I've got a lot of Iranian artwork here that we have, and I'd share that, or I'd share pictures from Iran or little anecdotes when I lived there. And then people loved that. And I tried to support as much as I can. I spoke at some rallies and I kind of got involved. So it's mostly probably my followers are Iranians. And so that's how I got, you know, those followers, and which has been really magical and wonderful to try to help in any, because you wonder, how can you help? And then I also sponsor a 10-year-old girl in Iran to go to school monthly, you know, those ones where you can pay 40 a month.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to, you know, you think, well, it's, if everybody did something, one little thing towards whatever cause they they feel passionate about. I think that's great. So Instagram, I really love. Now TikTok, I got on there. Now something's wrong with my Instagram when I do a reel. There's no sound. And I've tried to troubleshoot it. I can't get it. So what I do is I make my reel on TikTok. That goes into my phone. And then I upload it onto Instagram and add
As entrepreneurs, we will troubleshoot. We will figure this out. Troubleshoot it
and do anything. But yeah. So, but I'd like to get to 1,000 on TikTok so I can go live and do readings and stuff on there. Cause you have to have 1,000 on TikTok followers. People will do come on and do energy healings and tarot readings and stuff. But I found what are you feeling as an entrepreneur? I found that I was getting too much sucked into it. Instagram's so beautiful. I follow such amazing content creators and elegant, just cool stuff. And an hour can go by. And it's like, I could have written in a new chapter of a book. I could have. And I said, I have to pull back from this. That's my, creating more than consuming.
Yeah, that's a good statement. Create more than you consume, especially as an entrepreneur. So for me, I unfollowed almost everybody on my Instagram, except for a very handful of people. People that I was following maybe were still in my same industry, and then you start getting comparisonitis, those types of things. And so I was just like, nope, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm staying in my own lane and I'm doing my own thing and I'm not consuming other people's content. So that's what I did. Now, what I do now is I'll go like engage. I'll go look for those types of people and I'll engage because there might be my target client, but then I just come back and then they can follow me, but I don't.
Right. So you look for people who are doing what you do and then you engage with them or?
A little bit of both, because I'm in the spiritual awakening industry and I'm also in the making money online industry. The people that I target for my making money online are spiritual entrepreneurs or spiritual people that want to become entrepreneurs, right? So maybe there's somebody that's just doing oracle cards or they're just doing in-person readings and I can help them get in the on the digital side, right? In the digital marketing. Yeah. But then on my psychic development page, I'm looking for people that are maybe like a Reiki master, that they haven't developed their psychic abilities yet, or a massage therapist or something.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And I think what's overwhelming for a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs is like, oh, you can wait and do you've got your awaken program and just thinking about, okay, I've got to get it, film it all. And then where do you post, house it on? And like, there's Kajabi, but that's expensive. Unless you're selling.
I have Kajabi.
Okay. But yeah. And you're selling, so it's worth it. But if you know, and then things get a little bit overwhelming and you look at other people with their slick videos and how are they doing this? And
yes. Yeah. There is one girl that I follow on the money-making one and she's a psychic medium and she makes the best graphics. So I messaged her. I'm like, okay, you have to tell me what you're doing. But she was basically taking neat graphics from somewhere else and then remixing the reel and then putting her words on it. I was like, oh, so she wasn't even actually the creator. Or using the green screen effect is the new thing too.
I realized though, if I would just take, and this entrepreneurs, you might want to think about this is just because I would just procrastinate. So I said, okay, Marla, just take 15 minutes right now and watch a YouTube video on how to do this. It's too much. And that helped because I'm getting a little bit better with everything.
Yeah. Information's out there. You know me, I'm like someone in that digital marketing course. It's out there, but you could figure all this out for free. It'll just take you a long ass time.
It'll take you longer or hire somebody. But then if you might not want to hire somebody at first, because you might not have the money or you want to get things going. That course sounds great. It's only, what is it?
$497.
Your course. And you said it's really packed, jam packed with amazing stuff.
Yeah. It's really going good. Whatever I did yesterday went semi-viral. It has like 22,000 views on it.
Oh, wow. Where? In what space? In Instagram?
The I Am Brandilene Instagram.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Now, how did you find out about this in the first place, this course,
the digital marketing? Well, I was telling you yesterday that I was considering getting another business coach because I know that marketing is completely different. And what I was doing before was not working when I came back after my husband died.
Well, so I actually was talking to my daughter, believe it or not. My daughter was like, Mom, the stuff you post is like, looks like crap. She's like, you need to get up to speed with like the way the reels and the TikToks and stuff, she was saying. Yeah. So that's how I started like poking around, and it just showed up, like, of course, spirit, oh, right? And okay. Then I sat on the sidelines for a minute because I was like,
right. Because people are like, saying they're making all this money. You're like, wait a minute, really?
You know, I'm like, okay, I've invested thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, right? In 2020 and 2021, I probably invested $50,000 in my business. So when I saw this course for $497, I was like, I'm buying it. Yeah. But when I got on the inside, I'm like, this is worth more than I would have spent $5,000-$10,000 on a coach for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super, super happy about it.
That's great. Cause I also have spent thousands and thousands and thousands. And then I keep saying, okay, this year I'm not spending one penny on anything again. And I do it. Cause I figure, okay, this is ongoing business training in whatever it is, whether it's, you know,
yeah,
spiritual stuff or
yes, we got to go down the rabbit hole, even if it doesn't. Exactly. Learning how to work with AI, you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, working with AI, yeah.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the podcast. This was such an educational and informative episode. I absolutely loved it.
Thanks, and thanks everybody. Much love.
Thanks for listening. If you loved this episode and know someone else who's having a spiritual awakening, please send them my way. It will benefit the world if you help me get this cause and message out to as many listeners as I can. Again, if you liked what you heard, it would mean a lot to me if you took 30 seconds to leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. I will be forever grateful. Until the next episode, stay present, stay grounded, and shine your light.